No, I'm just want to do the honors. We have the opportunity to focus on four psukim today. Parak Gimel, I think, because of certain psukim, including at least one that we'll see today, but especially next week and the week after, God willing, pound for pound, maybe the most famous parak this side of Esh Hayil in Mishle, and with great justice. I just really wanted to take an in-depth approach through Parak Gimel, and to give every pasuk as much as possible its due. That's obviously an impossible task, but we'll try. Okay, so go ahead, Noah. Okay, so we're going to go through the four psukim, at once, but then we'll key in on each and every one. But we'll just try to translate as we go. So, all right. So Bini, now we've now gotten used to that, right, Beverly, as the standard refrain, right? Torasi al tishkach, my Torah, right? Speaking in two senses, both as the Father, but especially in the voice of the Almighty, al tishkach, don't forget, right? Shema b'ni Musar avich, al titosh torasi mecha, is still, ringing fresh in our ears from Perek Aleph. U'mitzvosai yitzar li becha, and, right, the mitzvos, meaning the active component of the Torah, the part that is supposed to be brought from the realm of consideration and speculation and cognition, really, into the realm of activity, those mitzvot should be guarded in your heart. Yitzor is like notzer te'ena yochel periyah, the one who guards the fig tree will reap its fruits. Nitzor lishon chamera. So nitzar is to guard carefully. So it's to be shomer, but with a particular connotation of watching with a certain connotation of vigilance, really, is the point. Okay.
I'm thinking of yitzar.
That's interesting. That's very insightful, right? That this is a play on words, right? Because of the yitzar. The Vilna Gaon has a lot to say about that, actually. That Yitzar Libecha, because the Yetzer is always lurking. That's a nice little play on words. Very nicely done. Okay, this is probably the most famous pasuk. Well, I don't know. The fourth one is also pretty famous. But yeah, okay. This is quoting Pirkei Avos. That's a difficult pasuk. So what's Orech Yamim? Right. Like arichos yamim, longevity, ushnos chayim, years of life, vishalom, and tranquility will be accrued to you, yosifulach, if you don't forget the Torah and keep the mitzvos. But there's something like a little redundant here, though, right? You have to try to pin down with much greater rigor Orech Yamim versus Shnos Chayim versus Shalom, but it's three different elements, Arichos Yamim, Shnos Chayim, and Shalom, but they will all be advanced.
Chesed ve'emes al ya'azvucha, kashrem al gargarosecha, kasvem al luach libecha.
Okay. Probably the hardest pasuk we have tonight to try to translate, but So chesed ve'emes al ya'azvucha. Chesed is kind of right beyond the letter of the law, kindness. Emes, truth, kindness. So kindness and truth. Al ya'azvucha. Anybody want to take a stab at that?
Shouldn't leave you. Should be with you.
So, right, it could be in one of two senses, and you find both of these in the Mefarshim. Ibn Ezra has both of these. The Malbim has both of these, that either God's chesed and emes will therefore be with you, like Yaakov says in this week's Sedra, katonti mikola chesedim umikola emes asher asisa sabdecha, that both God's kindness and God's just rewards for Yaakov's fidelity, katonti mikola chesedim mikola emes, so they're al yazvucha, they will not leave you, or in the other direction, that if you do all these things, tarasi atishkach mitzusa yitzar libecha, you will become personified by these traits. They will not leave you because this will be your activity, and that appears to be the pshat in light of the next two clauses, right? Kashreim al gargarosecha, literally, like likshor, to tie. Uksharetam liosayadecha, the tefillin. Kashreim al gargarosecha, tie it to your speech. Gargarosecha is your larynx. Kasveim al luach libecha, write them into your heart. So maybe the pshat is, not to discount the first meaning that we suggested, but the pshat does appear to be that the process of Torasi al Tishkach and Mitzvosa Yitzar Libecha is one of essentially assimilating Chesed and Emes into one's character. It says a lot about Torah, really, that by following the path of the Torah, it's very hard. Like, what is truth? How do we discern truth? How do we find truth? But so that would be, I think, an unfair task to saddle most people with. Hashem lays it out for us. That's what we have the Torah for. Not that it's an easy task to really live up to it, but this is the ideal, that should we meet the criterion of Pasuk Aleph, of Torasi al Tishkach u'mitzvosa Yitzar Libecha, so then we'll be defined as people of Chesed and Emes, people of profound kindness and Emes and truth, and to a certain extent justice. God willing, if we have time today, I wanted to read a brief essay that Rabbeinu Yonah wrote on this Pasuk. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Mechutin of the Ramban, 13th century Spain, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Tshuva, etc. Okay, and just to finish things off, and then the ultimate result will be... Right, yeah, famous from benching, like a little just different conjugation. But then you will find Chen, grace, V'sechel Tov, the Vilna Gaon interprets to mean Hatzlacha, you will be successful, b'nei Elokim ve'adam, both interpersonally and between yourself and God. So what I try to do now is to the extent that we can, to go pasuk by pasuk, these four pasukim, because there's such richness here in each and every pasuk. B'nei Torasi al tishkach u'mitzvosa yitzar libecha. So what I'm interested in here is... the sequential nature of this pasuk, which is echoed in the celebrated Gemara in Kiddushin that I wanted to read. So, Torasi al Tishkach, first, not just study the Torah, but be constantly aware of the Torah. Torasi al Tishkach. Im eshkachich Yerushalayim tishkach imini. Some level, right, we're supposed to have Yerushalayim on our minds at all times, not just, when there's an intifada. B'nitei rasi al tishkach, and then, but only then, u'mitzvosa yitzar libecha. And each and every one of the mitzvos, as the Gra notes, mitzvos ase, mitzvos lo ase, should be guarded in your heart. And the way the Vilna Gaon sets this up is as follows. He says, Torah you have to be involved in at all times. But each and every mitzvah, yafed davar bi'ito, that you have to figure out when and where and how to deploy your troops. Most obviously, sukkah on sukkahs, and matzah on Pesach, and lulav on sukkahs. But even amongst the things that aren't necessarily governed as strictly by time, each mitzvah has its own context. So Torasi al tishkach, the Torah is pervasive, ubiquitous, ongoing. But each and every mitzvah, which, of course, has its own Torah behind it, right? Laws that we've studied. But when you deploy it into action, right, that has to be in the right time, in the right place. That's the nature of mitzvos, whether it's mitzvos ase or mitzvos lo ase, right? Not speaking Lashon Hara, that's a very important lo ase, or a series of them, but that's more relevant at certain times than others. We used to say this joke in college. There was a person that used to go around saying, we're going to consider, he was, and he meant very well, we're going to set up a Shmiras Lashon Hara project, so that everybody had to sign up for an hour a day, that they were going to be extra careful in Lashon Hara. So the joke was, everybody used to sign up between 3 and 6 a.m., right? Okay, in other words, the losase of Lashon Hara is much less challenging when you're asleep, Okay, it's true that you're not violating it, we hope, when you're asleep, right? That would really be something. But, right, it's much more challenging in a social setting, and much more challenging in particular social settings, right? We all know that to be the case. So each and every mitzvah has its context. So, Torasi al tishkach, but mitzvosa yitzar libecha, you're guarding it. You're a general in the spiritual battle of your life. And a general, the single most important decision a general makes in the course of battle is when to deploy his troops. When and where. And when to commit his strategic reserve, right? If he has 50 tanks in reserve and he uses them too soon, right? So then he has no decisive way to win the battle. But if he waits to the right time when there's a bit of a crack in the line and then he deploys his strategic reserve, the battle is carried. And this is the nature of Avodas Hashem, is really what the Vilna Gaon is saying, is that we study the Torah all the time. We have our troops at the ready, but mitzvosa yitzar libecha, we're all the generals of our own resources. And that's such an engaging part of the religious process. It's not just an ethical or moral system of ideas. It starts there, but then we're entrusted to be able to spring into action every 7 days with Hilchos Shabbos, a number of times a day with Hilchos Tefillah, etc., Hilchos Kashrut, Hilchos Brachos. And the measure of how well we'll deploy ourselves in that situation is, of course, a reflection of preparation. If a general were unaware of the forces under his control, so it would mismanage the battle entirely. So this preparatory activity of Talmud Torah, in terms of being able to deploy the mitzvos properly, is just a very ambitious way of living, and it entrusts us with this enormous amount of responsibility. And it's impossible to think of this pasuk then without looking at this celebrated Gemara. Kvar hayu Rabbi Tarfon is a Zakenim Mesubim Ba'aliyas Beis Nisse Belud. So Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakenim were in Ben Gurion Airport in Lod. Nishala She'ela Zo Bifnehem. And the question that was discussed that day was the following: are you flying El Al or continental? Talmud Gadol or Masa Gadol? So which one is more exalted? Study or action? So Nana Rabbi Tarfon v'amar Masa Gadol. So I think Rabbi Tarfon says the pshat, which is that, of course, there's always more and more Torah to learn, but the main thing is to be compliant with the mitzvos. If it was me, I think I would have said this. At least most days of the week, I think I would say Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva says something pretty shocking. Talmud Gadol. Study is more important. So Na'anu Kulam V'Amru. So all the other Chachamim say something, a third opinion. Talmud Gadol. But they're not agreeing with Rabbi Akiva. You'll see what they're saying. Talmud Gadol She HaTalmud Mevili De Masa. Because only through study do we come to Masa. In other words, right, you're both right. Talmud is the way to get to Masa. Maybe Masa is the goal, but you need Talmud to get there. Or maybe Talmud inspires both. If you do Maisa, you have Maisa. But when you do Talmud, you have Talmud, and then you're inspired, not just informed to the right Maisa, but you're inspired towards Maisa. A lot of different ways of looking at this Gemara. But what I'm interested in is this next section, because this next section, which is often the overlooked part of the Gemara, really speaks very decisively towards this pasuk that we started with. Tani Rabbi Yesi Omer Gadol Talmud Shekodim Lechala Arbaim Shah. The first mitzvah that the Jewish people got, agriculturally speaking, when they entered the land of Israel, is the mitzvah of challah, of separating out the dough. For all the other agricultural mitzvahs, they needed to wait 14 years till they conquered and distributed the land. The Trumos L'Maisros Chamishim Ve'Arba. So the Har Sinai preceded the onset of the rest of the agricultural mitzvahs by 54 years, 40 years in the desert, plus 14 years in Israel. The Shemitim, obviously, was only 21 years after they entered Israel, they could have Shemitah, 14 plus 7. Shishim v'achas liyovlos me'a v'shalosh. So what the Rabbi Yossi is saying is this obviously was an accident of history, right? Because it wasn't like the Jewish people were supposed to be delayed for 40 years when they came to Har Sinai. But nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi is saying the way that it played out There was a certain latent truth in how things transpired, in the sense that Talmud, right, was given to us before we could implement fully. Certain mitzvot were already in the Midbar, but many things weren't. Challah, Shemitah, Trumos Yovlos, Maestros, etc. Idea being is that, right, the way that it played out historically is that there was this period of where things were staggered. You only had Talmud to sort of, right, that's what I like to call, you know, getting to know your resources and your troops. And then the Maisa went into effect later. So there's something historically edifying about that. Rabbi Yossi is saying, U'kishem shel limud kodem l'maisa, just as study precedes Maisa, both chronologically speaking and axiologically speaking, because that's what this Gemara says, or Talmud Gadol, mevi lidei Maisa, kach dino kodem l'maisa kide Rav Hamnuna. Demar Rav Hamnuna said, ein tchilas dino shel adam ela al devrei Torah. The first thing that we're held accountable for in the world to come is our Torah study. Now, what that means is that, right, the deficiency that we had in areas A, B, and C, right, is directly linked to how much and how well and how intensively and how devotedly we studied it. So the pasuk is so meduyak, it's so precise. B'ni Torasi al tishkach. Remember my Torah in all of its, right, the forest and every tree. U'mitzvosa yitzor li becha. Then you'll be able to deploy in the active realm properly. And this is what the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem is largely saying. Okay, next pasuk. Ki erech yamim ushnos chayim v'shalom yosifu lach. Again, the threefold longevity, years of life, and peace. So this is very difficult. The Gemara, especially erech yamim and shnos chayim. So as the Gemara says, what do you mean shnos chayim? It'll give you years of life, as opposed to shnos maves. Was that an option? So the Gemara in Yoma Daf Ayin Aleph says, Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Ki miftiri rabbanan mehadandi bepumpadisa amri hachim. When rabbis used to say goodbye to one another in Pumpadisa, this is what they used to say. Anybody know what they what modern day city Pumpadisa is in Iraq? I'll give you multiple choice. Baghdad, Basra, Mosul, Erbil, Kobani. No, I think what is Kobani is in Syria, right? That's where the ISIS is fighting. Or Fallujah. Fallujah, where the Marines had the battle. So Pumpadisa is a major yeshiva there, no longer. Mechai Chayim, what they used to say to each other is the Mechai Chayim, not Mechai Mason, but Mechai Chayim. Yitain lecha Chayim arukim tovim esukanim. The one who is Mechai Chayim, he brings life to those who are living. A strange idiom, needs to be understood. Yitain lecha Chayim arukim tovim esukanim. A special bracha. What does that pasuk mean? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Artzos Achayim are places where there are malls." It's a good Gemara for certain people to know if they like those places. But basically, the idea is that where there's sustenance available. Ki orach yamim ushnos chayim v'shalom yosifu lach. Our pasuk. V'chiyesh shanim shel chayim v'yesh shanim sheinam shel chayim. What does it mean? You're going to get shnos chayim. Amr Blazar. Elu shnosav shel adam hamishapchos alav meira latova. These are years where the quality of life is transformed from ra'a latova, from being what it normally would have been low, and it's turned around and it becomes very positive. Anybody want to connect that idea mishapchos alav meira latova with a previous formulation in the Gemara? Some strange formulation that we keyed on. Mishapchos alav meira l'tova. Years that could have otherwise been bad, but they were given great meaning. They became shnos tova, shnos chayim. If you wanted to say that, a person who received not just life, but quality of life, you're here. That's seems to be the pshat in Mechai Chayim, right? Amar Rabba ki miftiri rabbanan mehadade. Noam, you want to just put the dot over the I? What does the Gemara appear to be saying in toto? Ki miftiri rabbanan Mechai Chayim.
That maybe even though they were leaving the yeshiva environment and going presumably out into the world outside the yeshiva world, that that they wanted the rabbi to be blessed with the quality of the life, even while they were doing the ma'asa.
Right, as long as they were right. So the idea being Tarasi al tishkach mitzvosa yitzar li becha, that a commitment to those ethos would then lead next pasuk in Mishlei ki orech yamim ushnos chayim v'shalom yosifu lach. Right, that they will give you not just longevity, God willing, but quality of life, where your life will be replete, where every life situation will have profound meaning. Remember, even though it's hard for us to live up to, but that the system of Avodas Hashem takes as an axiom that in any moment, there's something very important to be doing. So for those with the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, for those, all of us with the chiyuv of chesed, and there is no such thing as an inconsequential second. So it's not just orech yamim, longevity, but shnos chayim. Again, sometimes, you know, rachmana litzlan, we perceive that as like a burden to bear. But if you're really into the system, right, it's amazing, right? There's always, right, remember when I was a kid, for me, there was no day like a day where I had either my Little League baseball game or a basketball game. The rest of my life was ostensibly a waiting period between those games. It was such hana'a. Such... just the excitement of being there, of getting the practice pitches, of fielding the ground, everything. Because you're on, it's active. So theoretically, right, if I would have the same excitement about, you know, Torah and mitzvos, right, every minute would be game day. And no, I wouldn't get sick of it, right? Because, right, you could have put me out there for 70 innings. It was a 6-inning game. If we played 70 innings, I don't think my hana would have been diminished at all. It was just that exciting. So again, the system is such that it's not just orech yamim, but shnos chayim, yamim, years that would be ra'os. A person, the Marsha talks about this. Let's say a person was in diminishing health. So there's a Mishnah in Maseches Kinin that actually makes this point. It says, Ziknei Amaretz calls man shemizaknim or mizdaknim dasan mitarefes aleihem. That as they age, they are increasingly distressed because if life is a physical opportunity or material opportunity, so there's certain reality that can't be escaped, right? No matter how many anti-aging devices we come up with, you know, the trajectory is clear. But if life is a spiritual opportunity, the Mishnah in Kinim goes on to say, Ziknei Talmidei Chachamim kol zman shemizdaknin dasan miyashaves aleihem. Right? They get closer to the ultimate reality, but not only that, right, the physical aspects of life become less obtrusive, right? They're not faced with some of the challenges that younger people can sometimes be faced with, etc. So the idea is that it's all a question of what one perceives to be the real opportunity. So if one perceives Avodas Hashem to be the opportunity of life, then every second you're facing critical choices: how you marshal your resources, how you spend your time. And again, every like you're entrusted with this enormous responsibility. A dollar to this tzedakah is a dollar not to that tzedakah. And like these things all, you know, lifnei miyata ati litein din v'chashbon. It's like incredibly... See, there is no such thing as an inconsequential decision for a person who's living hevi zayir b'mitzvah kalaka v'chamura. It's just a life of incredible vitality, responsibility, discipline. Like there is no such thing as an empty second, right? Tchilas dino shel adam al divrei Torah. Every minute, you know, is being factored into that. Okay, so that's a very important yisod. Now, I did want to key in on shalom for a second because I think this is so vital. Shalom. It's not just orech yamim ushnos chayim, but shalom. The last Mishnah in Shas is probably, ironically, a good place to start this discussion. Okay, so Noam, you want to just take this? This is the last Mishnah in Maseches Uksin. This is where, and by the way, as we'll see from the Rambam, it's not an accident that this is the last Mishnah in Shas. The fact that this is the last Mishnah in Shas is, there's a reason that Chazal gave it the last word. Okay, go ahead. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta.
Lo matza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brecha l'Yisrael ela hashalom sh'ne'emar Hashem ozem u'itein Hashem yivarech esam ozem hashalom.
Okay, so shalom isn't described only as a bracha in its own right, but as a kli machzik bracha. How would you define that? There's a very subtle point, but it's like extremely important to understand the perspective that Yahadus has on shalom. It's not just that shalom itself is a bracha, it certainly is. You know, we consider shalom very significant bracha, and right, without shalom, right, there's violence, it's terrible. This week's parsha, Vayira Yaakov Me'od, Yaakov was gravely distressed, Esav might kill him. Vayetzer lo, Rashi says, Shema Yarog Hu Esacherim, he might be forced to use violence against somebody else. That didn't seem like a better alternative. In some sense, it might have even been more threatening. So, but what is a kli machzik bracha? It doesn't mean that it's the bracha itself, but it means it's the kli that's machzik bracha. How would you define that?
That it strengthens the bracha.
Very good. Excellent. That without shalom, all other brachos dissipate. If you have $1 million and you have no bank account to put it in or no wallet to put it in, right, it's not nearly worth as much. You need a kli to be machzik the bracha. So if you have a wonderful home, or wonderful food, or wonderful family, and there's terror raging all around, right? There's no kli to be machzik the bracha. So shalom is both a bracha in its own right, and also a kli machzik bracha. And that's that the pasuk says, Hashem oz li'amo yitain, God should give us oz, the Vilna Gaon says, that's Torah, but also Hashem yivarech es amo v'shalom, because we'll never get to enjoy anything. Right, that's what we said, that the Rambam's whole perspective on Yemos HaMashiach is a time of Shalom. Ein ben olam azel Yemos HaMashiach, el shibud malchios bilvad, that's the Maimer of Shmuel. Rambam paskins that way. The idea is that Yemos HaMashiach will have the peace which is necessary in the utilitarian sense to pursue our highest ideals of Da'as Hashem, Talmud Torah. So this is just like a vital thing, that Shalom always has this dual value. Now, There is yet a further perspective to be developed on this, which is the Gemara in Brachos. And I read this bracha with a heavy heart of halavai, because you know we live in a time when sometimes people who are associated with Torah, you know, they're always in some kind of a fight. If it's not this issue, it's that issue, and almost you get the sense that they're like angrier, confrontational people, and they're always, you know, in some imbroglio, you know, whatever it is. Just read this Gemara in Brachos, and this Gemara in Brachos is, a watchword for who we all want to be. Amar Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. That people who are very involved in Torah are not confrontational, and they're not looking for a fight or difficult. On the contrary, there are people who foster and advance the cause of peace, of tranquility and pleasantness in human relations. Shenemar v'chol banayach limudei Hashem v'rab shalom banayach al tikri banayach ala bonayach. Right, that those who build, you know, people who are balei masora are builders. They're creative. They construct worlds, but virav shalom banayich, that these are people of great shalom, like Rav Ches Rav Shalom, shalom Rav ve'ohavei sarasecha. Those who love the Torah are shalom Rav ve'in lamo michshol. They don't involve themselves in stumbling blocks. Yehi shalom bechelach shalva ben rosayach l'man achai v'reyai. Adaber na shalom ba'achaman beis Hashem v'kinav v'akshetov lach Hashem ozem v'yitin Hashem v'yivarech samav v'shalom. So the simple question on the Gemara Brachos is, how does the Gemara Brachos know? Maybe somebody masters all the Torah and is difficult, adversarial, confrontational. How does the Gemara know that can't be? It's a strange... Say, all the Talmidei Chachamim in the world can drive the inside fastball. What's the connection? All the Talmidei Chachamim in the world can develop mathematical theorem. All the Talmidei Chachamim in the world like chocolate ice cream, vanilla, chocolate chip. mint chocolate chip? So what's the pshat? So I think this has to do with the fact, I really believe that this has to do with what the Chazal, what Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was doing by putting the last Mishnah in Shas the way he did. And I think it's what the Rambam basically says at the last halacha of Hilchos Megillah V'Chanuk. Okay, so no, what does the Rambam say? Ha'ilafan of Ner Beis of Ner Chanuk. A famous case in the Gemara, if you have to make difficult choices between having a Ner Shabbos and a Ner Chanukah, or Ner Shabbos and Kiddush. What gets precedence? What gets priority?
Ner Beso Kodem.
Ner Shabbos trumps. Even though Kiddush, you know, is the Doraisa. So, you know, you have to work hard to figure out what do you mean? You know, Ner Shabbos, which is, a din in Kavod, a din in Oneg, different formulations in the Gemara, different formulations in the Rishonim, that's going to be more important than Kiddush. Seems like preposterous. That's the simple reading. Many interpret the Rambam as, of course, implying that you could have Kiddush on the bread, right? As Rav said, sometimes he was Mekadesh Arifta, he would use bread for Kiddush. But be that as it may, Ner Beso takes priority. Why? Because Ner Beso represents
Shalom Beso.
Right. Sha'arei Hashem nimchak laso shalom ben ish le'ishto. God not just permits, but mandates that his name be erased in the Sota ritual to promote peace domestically. And now the Rambam finishes with a flourish that explains, I think, the Gemara in Brachos and so much more. And also explains Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's choice to place the last Mishnah of Uktzin where he did.
Gadol Hashalom. Gadol Hashalom, she'akol HaTorah nitna la'asos shalom ba'olam.
One more time.
Gadol Hashalom, she'akol HaTorah nitna la'asos shalom ba'olam.
She'ne'emar?
She'ne'emar, d'racha ha'darchei noam, l'chol d'sil v'sah ha'shamot.
So what is the Rambam? The Rambam is audacious. What's he saying? That the whole purpose of Torah? Kol HaTorah nisna, for what purpose? Lasso shalom ba'olam. Now let's put it all together. So if that's true, right, that's probably the best place to finish, right? Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, when he wanted to finish off all the Mishnayos of Shas, right, the original compilation of Torah Shebaal Pen writing, right, what does he say? That the ultimate kli machzik bracha is shalom. That this is the last word of everything that we've studied, from Brachos through Shabbos and Erevin and Peah and Kilayim and Demai and Bavakam and Sanhedrin. Where does it all lead? Shalom. And what do the Gemara and Brachos say? If there's a Talmud Chacham, you know that he's a Rav Shalom. Shalom Rav. How do you know? Because that's his discipline. It's like me saying, you know, the carpenter knows how to work with wood because he's a carpenter. The very discipline of Torah study is the study of the laws of Shalom. Diracha darchei noam v'chol nesivo sa shalom. It's not like saying, you know, oh, all Talmidei Chachamim also happen to be great mathematicians. They might be, but it's not intrinsically the discipline. The discipline of Torah study, somebody who's immersed, robo v'rusho v'kulo, in Talmud Torah, and what it represents is a person who's a peaceologist. Not necessarily a pacifist, but a peaceologist. Is the whole Torah is perfectly calibrated, Torah Sashem Tmima. So the Gemara can say with abundant confidence, Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. And the opposite is true. If you have a person who's always in fights and is always confrontational, it's not a Talmud Chacham. It's not a person. He may know Torah, it's not a Talmud Chacham. He's not Bonayich. Is not the level that the Gemara is talking about, because somebody who's attached to who's misdabik b'Torah is involved in something that the Rambam says is Torah nisna laso shalom ba'olam, and the Rambam doesn't only say it here; he says in Hilchos Shabbos also, right? The Torah is not to create nekama or meriva ba'olam, ela laso shalom v'rachamim ba'olam, derecha derechei noam v'chol nesivo sa shalom. Hashem is Rav Chesed. The Torah is the essence of Hashem, the revealed essence of Hashem. It couldn't be any other way. And the Rambam paskins this way. The halacha we were just speaking before about Vayira Yaakov mode, Vayetzer lo, Shema Yarogu Esachirim, he'd be forced to use violence. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, Perakei, In Osin Milchama Im Shum Adam Ba'olam, Ela Im Kein Karim Lo L'Shalom Tchila. You're not allowed to engage in any kind of violence without first proposing peace. There is no, and that's in Milchama's mitzvah. The Rambam holds, Yehoshua sent missives based on Chazal of peace to all the people in Israel. They were given an option of peace. It was along certain terms. Give up Avodah Zarah, etc., etc. But, Osin Milchama Im Shum Adam Ba'olam, Ela Im Kein Karim Lo L'Shalom Tchila. There has to be a diplomatic means. Because there's no possibility for Torah to be inherently violent. It just doesn't work that way. Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam because their discipline is shalom. That's part of it. So, orech yamim u'shnos chayim, longevity as a bracha. Shnos Chayim, because every second will be suffused with profound meaning. But Vishalom Yosef Lach, how can Mishle know that you'll accrue greater Shalom if you're B'ni Torasi Al Tishkach U'mitzvosa Yitzar Libach? Of course it knows. That's the whole point. That's like me saying, if you get really good at math, you'll know a lot about numbers. Chesed Ve'emes Al Yazvucha Kashrei Mal Gargirosecha Kasvei Maluach Libecha. Okay, so we said that there are two possible pshatim. One of them is that Hashem will reward you with chesed and emes, both kindness and the just deserts of your fidelity, of your loyalty. The other pshat is that you will be a gavra of chesed and emes, that you suffused with chesed and emes. So there's some very this is a very powerful formulations here in the Malbim that I thought were worth reading. Okay, so he gives voice to both. If you are suffused with chesed and emes, Hashem will respond in kind. That you should be right talking about these things all the time. All the time in all places. The immersive element of Torah. And then this very fascinating formulation. V'gam kasvim aluach libecha. Very poetic in Mishle. Write the spirit of Torah onto the blackboard of your heart. They wouldn't say blackboard. The children today wouldn't say the blackboard of your heart. They would probably say, write it in a text yourself. Shehalev hu hakoach hamoshal asher ba'adam. V'hu mukaf tamid charamim u'mitzudos. As Beverly said. Exactly what Beverly said about Yetzer libecha, not Yetzer libecha, Yetzer. The heart is the seat of moral agency, and it's always under siege. Asher yifrisu alav yitzrei hatava tziurei haraim haolim berucho shehem misnagdim lechukei hachachma. Ad shechachma sheroe etzlo v'tzarech lechakos chukei hachachma lua chalev. You have to engrave it on your heart. It only works that way. Ki'ilu k'suvim b'michtav b'li machko le'olam. Something that's unerasable. V'yikari b'michtav azeh. Beautiful formulation. And you should read this blackboard. Kol yimei chayav. L'man yilma l'harche katsiyurim harayim v'yitzrei ma'alalav. You should be visualizing in front of you that which is written on the blackboard of your heart. Remember, back in the day when they wanted to punish a student, that you'd write 100 times on the blackboard, I will not talk in class. I will. So kasvei maluach. Why do they have you do that? So that you're internalizing the ideal was you're not writing it on the blackboard, you're writing it in your heart. Kasvei maluach. That's the idea. That's the discipline. That's the pedagogical tactic that's being used. That's what Mishle is saying, and that's the way the Malbim understands it. Of kashrei malgargirosecha, kasvei maluach libecha, that this works if you literally attach to it. Okay. Now, one little element here, because I think that it's important to distinguish between chesed and emes, the Gemara in Sukkah. People are familiar with the pasuk of Pia Pascha Bechachma Viseras Chesed Al Lashona, from later in Mishle. So what is it? What is Torah's Chesed? Not Pia Pascha Bechachma Vitora Alashona, and not Pia Pascha Bechachma Vitoras MS Alashona. What's Toras Chesed? It's Torah, but it's Torah with a particular. Anybody here study physics? High school or on the collegiate level? So there's a difference, let's say, between speed and velocity. So anybody remember the difference between speed and velocity? We colloquially say that, how fast are you going in the car? What's your speed? You don't have a speed in the car. You have a velocity. Because velocity is... Go ahead, Noam.
Direction.
Right, magnitude and direction. Speed is just a magnitude. So Teres Chesed is a vector, right? It has both magnitude and... It's not just Torah, but it's Torah with a direction. Teres Chesed. Teres Emes is also a vector, but a different. So what's so my dechsev pia pascha bechach materas chesed alashona? V'chiyesh Torah shel chesed, yesh Torah she'ena shel chesed. What do you mean? We just finished saying that all the Torah is shalom. It's the Gemara that Rabbi Simlai says. This is another Gemara in Sota. Tchilasa chesed v'sofa chesed. The Torah begins with Hashem giving people clothes. It finishes with Hashem burying Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole thing is chesed. What do you mean? Torah is chesed. Torah is chesed. Ella Torah lishma zoi Torah shel chesed, shlo lishma zoi Torah she'ena shel chesed. First answer the Gemara gives is that a person learns Torah lishma, that's Torah of chesed. A person who's not learning Torah lishma for a reward, let's say, that's not Torah of chesed, that's just Torah. What does the Gemara mean? In other words, when a person does Torah but as part of a quid pro quo, because he thinks it's the best arrangement that he can negotiate, so that's Torah, but it's not. Doesn't have that aspect of chesed where it's without. You're not doing it because it's part of a quid pro quo. You're doing it because you feel that it's right. So that's the first answer. A very powerful perspective on Torah's chesed. Hopefully, we'll all have kavana for that on Friday night with Eishes Chayil. But even better, Ika de Amrei Torah lelamda zohi Torah shel chesed, shelo lelamda zohi Torah sheina shel chesed. When you study Torah yourself, for yourself. By yourself, that's Torah. But Torah, lomod al menas talame, that's Torah's chesed. It's a Torah of giving. Pia pascha b'chachma v'Torah's chesed al lishona, her Torah vector is outward. Like chesed is outward, to give and to share, which is obviously the ideal at such a high level. The very makar of Talmud Torah, v'shinantam levanecha. How do we know you have to learn Torah? You have to teach Torah. That is the driving force. So in that sense, chesed ve'emes alya azvucha, a person who's really suffused with Torah and mitzvos will be a person not only of emes, of doing that which is right and proper, but chesed as well of going beyond. And it's important to have that sensitivity. God willing, if we have time at the end, I certainly hope that we will, just to save 5 minutes to read a little bit from Rabbeinu Yonah at the end, because I think he puts this in a very inspiring way. Okay, final pasuk for today. Umtzachen v'seichel tov b'nei Elohim v'adam. Now, if you do these things, if you're careful, you won't become a hermit. But on the contrary, you'll find grace and success in your relationship with God, in the eyes of God and the eyes of man. So if somebody would immerse himself or herself in a very esoteric scholarly discipline, let's say a person decided that they wanted to devote their life to becoming the world's expert in Mayan burial practices. So and they spent all of their time studying this. So it would be reasonable to assume that such a person would be cut off to a great extent from the rest of people, right? Because she or he would spend most of their time reading texts that very few people have seen, even fewer have read, even fewer have understood, and even fewer care how the Mayans used to bury their dead. Then she'd be going on all these trips to Peru and, Central America to excavate these places, spending a lot of time doing that, right? To become the world expert, right, you'd have to, right, spend a tremendous amount of time. And it would be a very little moment for most human beings, right? And so both because of time constraints, but also because of interest, the immersive pursuit of the discipline would be an isolating one. Torah is not that way. The Pasuk is saying, is Umtzachin v'seichel tov v'nei Elokim v'adam, that the study and immersive pursuit of Torah, with an eye towards implementation, of course, because of the chesed which is built into it, because of the shalom that's built into it, it's the only truly scholarly discipline where a person can expect to become more integrated, more me'urav im habrios. It's not meant to be isolating or... in any sense, rather, it's meant to be to drive a person to closeness with God and inherently to closeness with people. It's a totally remarkable feature of Talmud Torah and the discipline of Avodas Hashem vis-a-vis other scholarly disciplines. It's just a completely different system in that way. You know, and even if in practice sometimes that doesn't necessarily bear itself out with every case, that certainly remains the ideal. And it should be something that we educate towards ourselves and our students. Rav Meir Tversky said in his hesped for his brother Rav Moshe, who was martyred in Harnof, that this was exactly... He was shalem, he was, right? Ben Adam l'makom was not at the expense of Ben Adam l'chaveru, Ben Adam l'chaveru was not at the expense of Ben Adam l'makom. And it wasn't that they were in any competition, they were just mutually reinforcing, because Torah Hashem Tamimah, it's a perfectly calibrated system, even though we're imperfect human beings in the implementation of the system, but the system is perfectly calibrated to allow... And this is totally sui generis. You just won't find this in any other way. Complete intellectual involvement in a discipline that doesn't, in any sense, separate one or detach oneself from the concerns of day-to-day people. Nobody was more compassionate or concerned for the person on the street and Rabbi Akiva. He's the greatest Talmud Chacham and the greatest humanist, Reb Chaim of Brisk. You know, the orphans and the impoverished of Brisk were living in his house. It wasn't like he was generous with them or he went to visit them every day. They were living in his house. So this is a perspective on what immersion in Torah can be. Now, what's interesting is it's also a mandate. The Mishnah Masechta Shkalim has a halacha on this basis that the person who goes to Bitarim Es Halishka to remove coins from the donations to the Beis Hamikdash can't go in with any pockets, and he has to wear very specific clothes. Why? So the Mishnah says, "Lufi Shadam Tzarech Latzeis Yidei Habrios Kederach Shetzarech Latzeis Yidei Hamakom." Not only do you have to fulfill a mitzvah, but you have to fulfill the mitzvah in such a way that it doesn't cause any... It doesn't cause any aspersion. Shene'emar v'isem nikiyem mei Hashem v'Yisrael v'omer umtzachin v'seichal tov b'nei Elohim v'adam. That this is built into the halachic system. It's not an extraneous factor that, oh, you fulfilled the mitzvah, but you sort of did it in a way that raised eyebrows. On the contrary, this isn't the way to fulfill the mitzvah. Again, the Torah is perfectly calibrated to be, right, both b'nei Elohim, but v'adam. Because that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to be involved in His service in such a way. It doesn't mean that if the, you know, like in today's day and age, when the Vox Populi is saying, you know, the Torah standards of family or the Torah standards of, you know, whatever it is are passé, it doesn't mean that we compromise the Torah values. But it means that the Torah values properly implemented have nothing to be ashamed of in terms of social cohesion. And that's very important. The Sifrei says, the last source that you have, Kitasa hatove ayashar b'nei Hashem Elokecha. So Rabbi Shmuel says, hatove ayashar b'nei Hashem Elokecha. Kipshuto, you have to do what's good and right, and not in your eyes, but in God's eyes. Rabbi Akiva says, kitasa hatov b'nei Hashem, but v'hayashar b'nei b'nei Adam. So Rabbi Shmuel will turn to Rabbi Akiva and say, you can't read. Kitasa hatove ayashar b'nei Hashem Elokecha. The pasuk says, what did Rabbi Akiva realize? Hatove ayashar b'nei Hashem Elokecha. That which is right and good in God's eyes is Hashem wants, it's Hashem's expressed will, that you should behave in such a way that's also appropriate to people. That's not any less part of Hashem's will. They asked Rav Lichtenstein one time regarding the Gemara, which says that a woman should do a Rishus Baala, she should carry out the will of her husband. So Lichtenstein, of course, said it's true, but none of that says that it can't be the rishus of her baal, that she make up her own mind. And there's nothing about it being the ratzon Hashem that means that it can't be that Hashem willed that you act in a way which is completely appealing and appropriate to people. Right? That's just a major... So it's like another mashal ma'adav redoma, where Rambam speaks about bechira chavshes. He says, well, how could it be if there, the Rambam says there's unfettered free agency in the world, right? Hashem wanted there to be free. So you'll ask the question, but isn't the world merely God's will? How could humans have will if it's all God's will? Says the Rambam, that was what God wills. God wills that humans, it's not a conflict with God's will. This is the very instantiation of God's will, that humans carry out their own agency. That's not a stira to God's will. It's not like God has his hands tied and he can't override anything. He can, of course he can. But that this is an instantiation of God's will in the world, that human beings be moral agents. Latov, hopefully, but sometimes, unfortunately, lara. That's the basis of all of the meaning of life. Okay, so... yeah, go ahead, Beverly.
I'm still a little bit troubled with the second pasuk.
Go ahead.
Because it feels a little bit like a reward. The language is, if
right.
You do this, then...
The quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I would say is that there are both elements. There is the aspect of, yes, you will merit this, but I think that probably refers more to the first clause than the second two. Mm-hmm. Right, ki orach yamim, maybe that's the reward. But shnos chayim, the fact that every second becomes, right, as we read the Gemara in Yoma, elu shnos adam hamishapchos mira latova, that would have been bland, but now are suffused with meaning, that clause number two, and then clause number three, certainly shalom, that you have to say is not just a reward, but is, right, the natural and logical conclusion of being involved in the discipline of study of shalom. So I think that of the three clauses, the first one leans most towards a reward, the last two mm-hmm. probably are mm-hmm. in their own right. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted, with your permission, to read this, I think, very stirring passage from Rabbeinu Yonah. So here he's talking about the pasuk that the third pasuk that we saw today, the chesed ve'emes al yazvucha. You still understand what chesed and emes are. He's ne osif levar lechal inyan chesed. With your permission, I want to say a word about chesed. Ki yaseh kol adam lalos b'malosav afal pi she'enu bal mamon. Don't think for a second that to be bal chesed, you've got to be one of the machers. Kimosha Amru Zal, Gidola Gimilas Chasadam Yoser Minatzdaka, Shazebegufo Vizebe Mamono. Chazal say in many places, the Gemara in Bava Basra, most celebrated passage there, where that Gimilas Chasadam is greater than Tzedaka, because Tzedaka could be financial, but Gimilas Chasadam is with giving somebody a smile, being warm, being concerned, being caring. It's greater than tzedakah. You don't have to be wealthy at all. Ve'inyan gemilas chasadim she'toreach u'mishtadal b'takanas chaveira v'to'alasam v'dorish b'shlomam v'tovasam. That you should be toreach u'mishtadal. You should work and engage in helping the tikkun chaveira, in helping your friends, and be concerned. Doresh bishloma v'tovasam kinyan shenemar doresh tov le'amo. Anybody remember about whom that was said? Doresh tov le'amo. Very good. Tovir shalom b'chol zaro. Right, that he sought, he worked, to be doresh is to be deeply involved, like v'telech lidrosh es Hashem with Rivka, that she beseeched God, the Ramban says, for answers. So to be doresh tov le'amo is not just to, you know, say, I'm in favor of good things for the Jews, I want what's good for the Jews. It means that... Right? So, vivakir cholim v'nachim avelim v'daber alevaniyim merudim v'chabdim. You visit the sick, nichum avelim, you're medaber alevaniyim, you give people chizuk. V'amraham, if I so bedvarim gadol mikulam, there's no greater chesed than giving person a kind word. V'nei zeh ha'inin asher yasi kol ish l'kaimo belo amal, v'scharu harbe me'od, v'chein yalitz tov al ha'aniyim, v'imshach libos b'nei adam l'heitiv lahem. V'amru zal, gadol ha'me'ase yoser min ha'osa, that you can inspire others to be involved in this. V'chein yachun al ha'aluvim, v'yipatach piv l'ilim, v'yiftach piv l'ilim, rather, v'yenayim, Le'iver or galim le'piseach, you should be the legs of those who can't walk, and the eyes of those who can't see, and you should open your mouth to speak for those who are voiceless. It sounds like it's like the Statue of Liberty here, right? Like this will put any, you know, social justice activist, you know, to shame right here, Rabbeinu Yonah. V'im eino bal mamon is aviv yichsof lasos tzedaka v'chesed bir oso b'tzaras aniyim merudim v'yachmod midas tzedaka. V'asher osav v'samach maset tzedkasim v'chazek yedeim, support those who can give financially. V'amruzal hanitpal osa mitzvah, those who are involved in the secondary way in a mitzvah are keosa hamitzvah. Okay, and that's what Micha meant when he said ki masos mishpat v'avas chesed. V'amruzal afilu ani mispardes mi tzedaka yasem mehem v'nei ma'at mizar miyad ha'ani kematana meruba yachshov yoser mimatanas ha'asher. Bill Gates can give $100 million tomorrow, but it doesn't hold a candle to my nickel, right? Percentage wise. So that's the idea. And he goes on from there. So this is just one of these very beautiful and inspiring passages of what it means to be a person who's chesed al yazvucha. To conclude with I think a succinct way of saying it, we don't, when we say somebody, we want to express admiration for somebody with respect to chesed, we don't say he did the mitzvah of chesed, he's a baal chesed. A preoccupation. It's the same way that when we want to talk about somebody who's careful in the midst of Talmud Torah, we don't say he learns Torah. It's hasmada, right? That it's always, this is his, it's like my wife says, to be a ben Torah. So it's that kind of an idea. Okay, so what we said today was essentially the following. B'ni al tishkach Torah si mitzvosa yitzor li becha. Torah, Talmud, kodem l'masa. It's mevi l'idei masa. No, sort of have this sweeping holistic view. And then mitzvosa yitzor li becha. You don't have to deploy your mitzvos at the appropriate time, at the appropriate place. That's the Vilna Gaon's approach. The Gemara Kiddush and Daf Mem. Rabbi Yossi, Talmud was kodem L'chala Arbaim Shana and Tumas and Maestros 54 years and Shemitah 61 years and Yovel either 103 or 104 years, the two different answers given in the Gemara, right? And that's the first thing that we're held to account for. Tchilas Dino Shel Adam, Talmud Torah, Pasuk number one. B'ni Taras Yal Tishkach Mitzvosai Yitzar Li Becha Orech Yamim Shnos Chayim V'Shalom Yosif Ulach, that you'll receive the reward of Arichos Yamim, but the inexorable result of Shnos Chaim. The Gemara in Yoma says, Shnos Chaim, Shnos Chaim, Shnos Chaim, what does it mean? No, it means, Elu, that's Mechayi Chaim, as you said. No, I'm right. That the Rabbanan and Pumbedisa were greeting each other, the Mechayi Chaim, that he gives those who are physiologically living greater life, because every second is replete with meaning. Elu Shnos Chaim, Shal Adam, Mzhabchos Mira, El Letovet, Now, what about shalom? The Rambam says the Kol Torah Nisna Lasso Shalom Ba'olam. It's the whole point of the Torah. So that's how the Gemara in Brachos knows Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam, because that's what they do. That's their whole function, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi ended the whole Mishnah with. There is no Kli Machzik Bracha like Shalom. It's the ultimate and proper application of Torah is Marbe Shalom, and those who involve themselves in that professionally are Marvim Shalom Ba'olam, Shalom Rav Lo Havei Sarasecha, you know, Ve'en Lamo Michshol. Chesed Ve'emes Al Yazvucha, that you'll become a person who's suffused with Chesed and Emes, the Malbim says, and you'll also merit the Chesed and Emes that, of which Yaakov spoke, Katonim Yikol Chasadim Yikol Emes of Hashem. But again, the level of intensity that's required is very high. Kashre Malgar Gerosecha, Kasve Maluach Libecha, the blackboard of your heart, to have it engraved there, make no mistake about it. And then fourth and finally, this will not isolate you from society, this will bring you closer to people. And in fact, that is the expressed will of Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel says, Tov yashar b'nei Hashem elokecha. Rabbi Kiva says, Tov b'nei Hashem yashar b'nei Adam. Ah, does the Pasuk say b'nei Hashem elokecha? That is what's you have to Hashem tells you do the mitzvah in such a way through Mas Halishka that is Yotzei Miyad Bnei Adam. That is the nature of Torah. Torah is calibrated to be perfect in this world, and in that regard it's not like any other. You know, people think that she'll be an intellectual, not if they're really learning Torah. It has to read Rabbeinu Yonah's description. This is Rabbeinu Yonah, who's who's immersed in Torah, and you read his description of Chesed, you think you're reading Emma Lazarus or Martin Luther King. You really Psach Picha Le'ilem Raglayim Le'Piseach Oznayim Le'Cheresh. You know, this man is suffused with Chesed. So, God willing, next we'll pick it up with Pasuk Hey of Perek Gimel, a celebrated verse in its own right.